This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and it's so comforting to know that as soon as I lose these last 15 pounds that I'll immediately fall in love.
I'm Brandi Posey, and I desperately wish I could change the notifications on my period tracker app from "the flowers are in bloom" to "you're about to be a real bitch."
I'm Tess Barker, and I've never met a joint I didn't light.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep secret? Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Oh my God, you guys, hello.
Welcome to the show. This is Lady to Lady, the podcast, the TV show.
Eventual TV show. This is the just the audio and then... Right. Like 5 years from now, we'll release just the visual.
We suggest turning on a TV show and putting on the podcast at the same time and pretending that it's
sync up
like,
with.
Like Pink Floyd. Ugh, what do you think we would go with?
Oh my God. Muppet Babies?
Probably a Muppet Babies episode.
That would be good.
Filthy Muppet Babies would be pretty great.
Oh my God, it's so crazy when a kid's thing is dirty. And it's like when an old woman says dirty words in a movie, I can't get enough.
Oh my God, so cute. Because old people never have had sex. That's never.
I don't even know how anyone was born.
I know.
They've never had
sex. It's insane. Speaking of the Muppet Babies, real quick, did it drive anyone else insane that you never got to see Annie's rest of her body?
No.
Wait, who's?
It still drives me
crazy. That's like such a thing in kids' shows. You don't see the adult heads.
No, it's just Muppet Babies.
No, it's in a lot of shows.
I feel like the Peanuts, you never see the full adult.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows like that where they never reveal.
I liked her socks.
Muppet Babies is the only one that drove me insane. I hated not seeing her face.
What do you think she looks like?
That's the thing I hate. I hate not knowing what she looks like. I don't know if she's young. I don't know.
Don't force Tess to imagine it.
That way you can project whoever your nanny is onto that nanny so you're part of it. It pulls you in more.
It's like those unboxing videos where they only show the hands. I don't like it.
All right. How many unboxing videos have you watched?
Wait, let's get low because I used to work
We have some business to attend to quick before we get into the show.
Handle this real quick.
If you might know, Brittany and I, Tess Barker, Tess and I have another podcast all about Britney Spears' Instagram. It was called Britney's Instagram. It is now called Britney's Gram.
Britney's Gram.
So if you want to listen to it, search Britney's Gram. I think it'll still come up.
I love that we have been announcing this. We're about to throw a parade. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a name-changing ceremony. If we had just changed it to Britney's Gram, not one person would have noticed.
No, but I want somebody, if they're searching it, to be able to find it easily.
But you guys changed it because a letter from Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram
got mad at us.
They did not like that picture.
They did not like being associated with the podcast, so that's fine.
And they said that in their complaint. Straight up, they were like, we're afraid.
We're offended.
We don't want to be associated.
Yeah, so you can listen. It's a very fun podcast. You can listen to it under Britney's Gram, follow it on Twitter and Instagram at Britney's Gram.
Yeah, if you're not listening, give it a shot. I like it. I don't really.
Is it weird to hear us talk without you?
It's fine. I'm good with it. I like it.
It's kind of
like
good.
I got the day off.
It's kind of good because you get extricated from. It's like, well, you didn't want to talk about this, so you get to you know.
It's funny though because you guys started a Britney Spears podcast. That's what you said you were doing, but then you actually just started a conspiracy theory podcast, which I do feel left out of.
Right, totally. Yeah. Well, we didn't know it was going to be a conspiracy theory.
That's
kind of
what it's turned into.
But it has turned into that. Lots of conspiracies going on about the Gram.
Yeah.
So check that out.
We didn't see that coming.
No,
that's just what happened when we adjusted this book. That's what was inside.
Yeah.
Give it a listen. It's great. Also, another podcast that you guys should be listening to are our guest today.
Yay. How's that for a segue?
Good segue. Ooh.
The three hosts. This is our first six-person episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
The special. Hosts
of We Should All Start singing and dancing in unison.
Yes. Absolutely.
We already did that before, so I feel like it wouldn't work as well.
The Brouhaha podcast. We got Anna Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her voice. Cindy Aravena.
Hello.
And Vanessa Gritton.
Hey, how's it going?
Yay,
we got everybody. Yay. So,
this is like when 90210 characters run Melrose Place.
Oh, yeah.
This is a real Steve Urkel showing up at Full House.
Exactly. Or Jeffrey the Butler on Living Single.
Yes, I forgot about that crossover. God, I feel like their crossovers are not what they used to be.
No. They're not as exciting as they used to be. They don't have that crowd response where you just lose your mind. It's like, I know him from the other thing.
Yes. I mean, to be fair, are any of us still watching like sitcoms? Because I bet you those are happening, but none of us watch Two and a Half Men. Is that still on?
Young Sheldon rolls into Big Bang Theory. Right. And then it's like, it's a physics thing.
You know that's written somewhere. Young Sheldon makes his own time machine and then sees his own dick in the future or something weird like that.
Absolutely. And the crowd just goes, ooh.
And that's what gives him Asperger's? That's what he has, right?
That's what he has.
Yeah. I've watched 1 second of Big Bang Theory. Not in my life.
What? Good for you.
Don't you? Have you parents?
Keep it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom.
Because that's all my stepmom watches. All the time.
Well, my stepmom's my age and not from this country, but.
Yeah. Where is she from? Parents. They're from somewhere else, so they don't watch any of the sitcoms here, which is refreshing, but it's a lot of novellas.
I like novellas. Yeah. I'm trying to learn Spanish, and I feel like novellas have been the most helpful way because, you can kind of understand without kind of knowing all the words.
Because there's a lot of context.
There's a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Behind them.
A lot of serious faces.
They enunciate.
Yeah. True. I have a Britney Spears story.
Ooh.
I used to...
Not on this podcast. I'm sorry. Wrong podcast.
I'll allow
the
it.
Fuck out of here, Anna. The door. We will now have a Britney Spears crossover on the Brouhaha's Lady to Lady crossover.
Triple cross.
This is a triple X.
Yeah.
I used to work in drug and alcohol treatment in Malibu, and we would take the kiddos into Calabasas a lot, and we were at...
I love that you call them the kiddos.
Yeah, they were kids. Oh, they're 13 to 17-year-olds.
Okay.
That were like the children of the rich and famous,
which
was super weird. And so we were driving down, and we stopped at this grocery store to pick up something for the house, and Britney Spears is just walking around in Calabasas, just hanging out. And I had to chase three of my clients because they just took off running. Ugg boots, sweatpants, blowout flowing in the wind.
I like that it sounds like the kids were wearing that, but it was Britney.
They also might have been. Just look like rehab chic, and I was like, you get back here. No, get in the van.
Leave Britney alone.
Britney was wearing Uggs?
Everyone in Calabasas is wearing Uggs from 2007 to 2011.
Well, she still is. Still, everyone. I'm from the 805. Shout out to the 805.
Oh, me too. Where are you from?
Camarillo, where are you from?
Ooh, I'm from San Luis Obispo.
Excuse me.
I'm from 805 for life. It's bougie. It's bougie and country.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what Camarillo is, but... Because, we got farms and we got country clubs.
Exactly.
So this is, also the two neighborhoods about to fight. We're having the crossover of the podcast.
Yeah. And then we're going to have an 805
the Shelbyville.
Battle.
Yeah.
Is anybody else here Orange County trash as well?
I lived in Orange County for a while. I've lived everywhere.
Yeah. I relate to Orange County trash because I feel like Ventura County trash and Orange County trash were parallel universes.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same amount of weird racist hardcore bands
that
played at BFW halls. Hacky sacks.
Yeah. Felt very hard for the Ugg boots. We love a platform flip flop.
Ooh, an aggressive.
Those came back too. Yeah.
I wore those under my wedding dress and my wedding to my ex-husband.
Yes. That's what kind of Orange County trash I am.
By the way, sign of a cursed union. Is she wearing platform flip flops?
Black billabong platform foam flip flops.
Oh, yeah. You get white ones?
We're not even white ones.
You even show up to get the white platform flip flops.
That's awesome. Was the logo out and about? Billabong board shorts or something?
I essentially am board shorts.
I speak my language.
Love a board short.
I thought you were going to say he essentially was billabong board shorts.
No, she just owned it.
Oh, no. He was like a...
It's like a bolo
like
tie.
A Brad Paisley's I Love This Bar and Grill. Ooh. as an ex-husband.
No, that's a different...
Really?
What's his name? It's not Brad Paisley.
It's another one.
It's like Brad Paisley. It's the same thing
as
Brad
exactly
Paisley.
Oh,
my God. And the name's also in the
Ted
restaurant.
Ted.
Oh, my God. One of our listeners,
is it the one that tries to be an actor and was married to
Tim McGraw?
No.
Tim McGraw. I love this bar and grill.
No. I'm looking. Oh, no. We have the internet. No.
Hold on. It's not Margaritaville. My vote is Margaritaville. I don't know.
It starts with a T.
I feel like Brandy had it with Tim McGraw.
No.
No, it's not Tim McGraw.
I got it.
Okay.
Toby Keith.
There we go.
Toby Keith, who.
Wait, he's the Australian one, right?
I don't know.
That's Keith Urban. Oh, okay. Who's married to Nicole Kidman?
I was just going to say, who's married to Nicole Kidman?
Yes. Toby okay. Keith, right. Keith Urban, Urban Outfitters. And then a thing.
And then we're full circle in the 805.
Yeah. And now we're back to the 80 motherfucking pets. Yeah. We were so ahead. I don't know about you. Did you used to drive? Oh, you're probably a little too far, but I used to drive to the Santa Monica Pier in high school.
Because that was too far.
The closest Urban Outfitters.
What?
Craving some UO,
this is gonna
man.
Like really bum you out because we used to drive to Camarillo because that was like the closest Old Navy or whatever. We
that weren't was even Oxnard. Classy enough. That was in Oxnard, but yeah.
Yeah, Oxnard. Yeah. We used to drive there.
Oh my God.
There.
You guys need to draw us a map.
Cindy, what were your
just
favorite chains in high school?
A trash map of California.
All the same. I also grew up in the 805. I'm from Moore Park.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cousins in Camarillo, so I know the whole deal. Yeah.
I mean, the 805 is like, it's kind of like when you go to school. Like you can take classes at Boston Conservatory and Emerson College. Like anywhere you live in the 805, you're in the 805.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a very like flexible area code.
It's very beige.
Yeah.
Cindy, I could see you as like a Gap teenager because you had like that effortlessly cool. All of your clothes fit perfectly.
Yeah, I dropped the Gap. I wanted to buy Urban Outfitters stuff. I was like, I'm not cool enough. I'm not gonna bother.
I used to have a mean shoplifting hustle at the Gap in San Luis Obispo downtown until I got clean and sober, and I had to pay back a lot of money to the cab. It was a bummer.
How did they catch you?
They didn't catch me. I just had to.
That was like part of your tour.
Yeah. But I did get caught at the Express next door.
That was a good store.
That's a good store to shoplift.
Wait, so you got caught?
I did get caught, and they clocked me. They looked at me, and I just dropped it and ran out. I was like, try to catch me.
Then
just
how could
try
they catch
me? Well, they didn't catch me.
Oh, I
but
see.
They didn't catch
you.
Me. You know what I mean?
You never got busted.
Yeah, I didn't get busted.
That was rock bottom for you.
Yeah. For which was a different rock bottom. I had actually gotten clean well before I stopped shoplifting.
Look at that.
Hey, wow. 805, man. 805 for life.
You're showing your half Latina at once.
No. I don't know why, but growing up, I was very like ballsy, kind of like crazy teenager, but for whatever reason, I had this fear of shoplifting.
So I don't. Did I.
That was smart.
Yeah. I guess, but I'm surprised. I mean, there was nothing else that was off limits, but the only thing I tried to shoplift, I had a book report due on J.D. Salinger, and I tried to shoplift a copy of Nine Stories.
Oh, God.
I know!
And when she's astral nice, the Barnes & Noble lady would have been like, I don't see you,
wasn't
just
there,
leave.
Like, a douchey guy you could have borrowed that from easily?
Easily, oh, but God. I wanted my own copy.
Just AP English bad girl over here.
But then right when I got to the doors, I freaked out and flung it behind me.
Oh, my God.
That's just like for someone fling. To clean up later.
Yeah, I know. They'd be like, could you please just steal that so we don't have to.
Yeah.
Just like, just come on. We don't want go backs.
I was terrified of shoplifting too. Like, it was the same deal where like everything else was fine. I got like a 2-month ban from Downtown Disney, but like shoplifting terrified me. I stopped hanging out with a group of girls because they put earrings from Claire's in my bag when I wasn't looking.
Right?
Whoa, wow.
That's a
Degrassi.
Move.
That's such like a Degrassi move.
It's an after school special.
Yes.
Right there.
Hardcore.
I had to be reformed. Definitely. I wasn't born with that. What did you get banned from Downtown Disney for? Was it the earrings?
I climbed a Lego structure.
Ooh, of girl. Course you did.
Because I got broken up with at a ska show.
Because of course you did.
What ska show?
Brandy.
It she was like, I got to pick it up, pick
Legends?
It up, pick it up.
I can't remember if it... No, I had to pick up my heart. I can't remember if it was Real Big Fish or Big Bad Voodoo Daddy that
Whoa.
Night.
Could have been
I'm pretty sure it was Real Big Fish because I remember really wanting a drumstick from the drummer. And I got broken up with that night. And my friends and I were like, let's do something weird to reset the night. And you don't end your birthday on a bad note.
Yeah.
So we climb up. Yeah, you have your lady friends around you, and they're just kind of like, we're going to make sure that it ends good. And so we decided to climb the Lego structure that was there at the time outside of the Lego store.
Yeah.
And then Disney security showed up and took photocopies of our IDs and let us know that we had a 2-month ban. And then a week later, they tore down that Lego structure and put up something unclimbable. So I can't help but feel
Whoa.
Like we made a
difference.
You changed
How far
downtown
up did
Disney.
You get?
All the way to the top.
Yeah, girl.
All the way to
how
the top.
Old are you?
we were like 15. It was like 15th, 16th birthday because I was like, I'm not going to have a quinceañera. I'm going to go to the Chicago show because I'm different.
We have to. None of us had quinceañeras.
None of us.
And
really?
Wow. The first time we have a live show, I've decided it has to be a quinceañera.
You should. That's, you that totally should. Feel, triple quinceañera.
Are you glad you didn't?
Yes, but I'm for my 30th, I'm going to have a quinceañera.
Yes. Hell yeah.
You just got it. Got it. Yeah.
I just went 16 party and I got a ska band come play it.
That's awesome.
Johnny Fedora. No big deal.
What?
I hired them. That was pretty sick.
But when Tess and I got banned from the Americana for dancing in the fountain.
We've also been banned.
Not when we were teenagers.
From another mall.
A year ago, basically.
It's very old.
As adults.
Yeah.
I'm upset they didn't tear down, they didn't put a fence around.
No.
They didn't put a fence around the fountain.
Frankly, it's mocking us. We went there to see I, Tonya the other day, and it was just rearing its head
just,
in our faces.
Yeah, it's
it
just
was calling to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can walk in there now.
Yeah, we should all just go there and run through it real fast. Please. Just
what
to give
do?
Them a, just so to make their buttholes pucker, and they just keep running.
Well, they banned us, and they didn't take any of our documentation, though.
Really?
They just said, you're banned.
Oh, no,
you're
this banned. Guy.
Maybe that's how tight their security is, though. They just know.
They're like, this Charlotte
they're
Tellerby
all, they're all T-1000s and they can read your face.
It was amazing. The security guard just comes up behind them as they're just like trying off and he just goes, you're banned for a month. And he just walks away.
Yeah.
Just real quiet. Didn't even make eye contact. Just goes, you're banned for a month. Just walks away.
And he helped us out of the fountain.
He did.
Oh, that
yes,
was
he
nice.
Did.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
See, so you got in the fountain and couldn't get out?
No, we could get out.
He just was trying to be a
gentleman. We could get out.
He was just like, ladies, you are bad.
Yeah.
We rolled out the red carpet.
We're still the Americana.
did he let you steal like a handful of change?
Yeah. I didn't even think we were probably dancing on someone's change.
Yeah. That's fine.
It's all
I mean, the
wishes.
Water kills the germs, right? And the wishes kill the
it's
germs
fine.
Too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
wishes
yeah.
do.
Absolutely. That's why I'm not vaccinated.
Oh my God.
I've made a lot of wishes.
Speaking of spirit change,
we'll change
I feel
water.
Like a fool. I found a penny the other day that had like not Abraham Lincoln on the back of
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, it was like
you
one
found
of those...
a fake penny?
No, it was one of those old ones that just say 1 cent,
oh,
and it was
right.
it was all dirty.
Oh.
So it's like 10 a.m. in the morning. I'm walking my dog, and I go inside.
Oh, boy.
I know. I go inside. I'm jacked up on coffee. I put a bunch of vinegar and baking soda. I spend like 20 minutes scrubbing
oh,
this
no.
penny, only to reveal it was pressed in the year of our Lord 2017.
That penny's lived a life, though.
You were just like, I'm going to be rich.
I did.
I was gonna
sell it on eBay.
Oh my God! You should
you
have anyways.
Plans. Yeah, put the dirt back on it. Be like mystery penny.
On, what is it? Antique Roadshow or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like
pickers.
Yeah. Haunted penny.
What
penny?
You
$1 million.
It's pennies haunted.
We feel bad, so I'll give you $5 for this. But I don't know.
Give you a little gas money. I don't know what to tell you.
Man, they must see some shit on those on that stuff though.
It's, oh yeah.
Just
yeah.
like people, they're like, this is just garbage. You
yeah.
just brought us garbage.
Yeah. I want there to be a mashup show, a crossover show of Antique Roadshow and Scary Mexican News, where it's just like, here's a crying statue valued at.
I buy all that shit.
I learned about amazing. Every urban myth like 6 years before most kids because of Brimet Impacto. Because that's
what is that?
It's a new show that's available to like Latin America, but you can find like on. US TV as well in Spanish. And it's where you get your regular news, but also they mix in like very urban legend stories.
Oh my God,
like it's so
that's amazing.
So it's just kind of like traffic on the 5. This is what the current ballot is for this local city's election. Also, this young boy was possessed by the ghost of this ceramic demon. Like, yeah.
Later, tortillas with Jesus's face.
Yeah. Holy shit.
That an update
amazing.
On that chupacabra.
I wish
your
news was like that.
Yeah. And my mom said I would like she left me alone and didn't realize I watched like hours of it as a kid. And
oh
she caught
God.
Me in the backyard trying to give my little brother an exorcism because I saw it on there.
Oh,
and I was just
amazing.
Like, that's why he's behaving like this. There's a demon. So she just found
so
me like hitting him
with
pond fronds.
Yeah. Your mom was like, clearly the child is not confused. He is possessed. Someone get me a raw egg.
I love to blame that every time I was a piece of shit as a kid on being possessed.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't me, it was the demon.
So
amazing.
Tell us about your guys' podcast. You've done like 3 episodes, right? It's mm-hmm. pretty new.
Yeah, and we've got about 7 in the hole.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. We both you and I had a frustrating comedically year because we were dealing with health problems and stuff. And then I had heard, like, there was some people who kind of commented on the internet, like, you three should do stuff together because we kind of gang up on people being stupid on the internet. And then one day I was particularly hormonal and crazy, and I was looking at someone's Instagram, and they had started a podcast, and I was like, well, that's what we need, is another podcast like that. And I was like, you know what, be a part of the solution, and started a text chain, and then within hours these two brilliant, incredibly smart lady, we had 50 topics, artists commissioned for a logo,
and he had a Google Doc ready to
Google
go
Docs
for...
ready. She's the most organized human.
I love doing this shit with smart women, because everything happens immediately.
There's nothing like meeting someone who knows how to organize a spreadsheet.
We got your girl right
here. We're all control freaks, I think that's fair to say, right?
A little bit.
We all really like having everything planned out, and you two are like the first people that I've ever worked with where I'm not like team mommy, and everybody just knows exactly what they're doing. And also, we all have very different perspectives on things, because everybody kind of lumps like Latina into just one kind of group. And like, I'm first generation. Cindy, I believe you're second.
I'm first generation.
You're first generation as well. Anna is half Latina and half white, and we all had really different upbringings and different backgrounds, but it's cool to see what's different but where the overlap stays the same.
I just want you two to teach me how to be a better Latina. I just need to be, I need to be stronger.
This is a makeover podcast,
basically, or a make under, because I think my dad was just like, if we can just gentrify a kid, like, let's figure out how to do this.
Old Navy, let's start there.
Well, and a big thing was like, people kept, you'd hear like dumb things where it's just like, well, if you can't speak Spanish, you're not Latino. And it's like, that's not true. You can't take off your skin color or your last name.
I got really frustrated with being told most of my life, like, I grew up where there was, in the 805, where there's mostly white people. And then being told this whole time, like, oh, you're Mexican, you're Latina, and then moving to LA and not passing the test and being told, like, oh, nope, you're white. And then starting an entertainment and like doing a show where they brought me out to mariachi music, and I was like, none of this is authentic. But if I can't take this off, what I need to do is I need to explore more of what it means. So that's
find your truth in it.
And it's been really fun, like watching Anna, because Anna's also learning Spanish on the show, and people are learning with her.
Oh, that's awesome.
What are you using?
We Duolingo, and we have a group. Let me look it up.
Anna, somebody actually, one of the listeners actually created a Duolingo group for everybody who listens to the podcast to learn along together.
Can I be
that's
in
so
it?
Cool.
We'll send you the info for it. It's been cool because we get like a lot of Latino listeners that are like, oh my God, I never really got to hear these things of my childhood or like part of my life that I can relate to in my media. But also a lot of non-Latino listeners that are like, I want to learn Spanish and I want to branch out, and these things that used to be taboo to me aren't taboo anymore. So we have like people in Ireland that are trying to learn Spanish with like the Duolingo app as well. I really want to hear what that accent sounds like in the end, by the way.
Oh my God, it's the Irish accent.
It's probably
Spanish.
Like when
that's
they
amazing.
Put like garlic and ice cream, you're like and then you're like
this is good.
And I know it's the first podcast my mother's ever listened to, and partially because it's easily, like, it's relatable for her and it's funny for her, and I think also because we have a segment which is life advice from my mom.
It's adorable.
And I feel like it also shows a little of the narcissist in her, where it's like, oh, the first thing you listen to
has a segment about you, mom.
Did you tell your mom I almost made myself sick eating grapes on New Year's Eve?
I did, and loved it.
How?
Did she tell you to do that?
Oh, we're going to tell you the thing in a second. So the Duolingo code is under Brujaha and Pop Spanish, and the code is U35Z7D if y'all want to join.
We'll post it on the Lady group too.
We had an episode about superstitions, and my mom is queen of these for New Year's, because on New Year's there's a lot of things Latino families do, is like, this is what you do on New Year's to like kickstart good luck. And Cindy and I had actually had New Year's one year, and we had done these together, so we were like excited to get Anna in on this. And one of them is you eat 12 grapes at midnight, and each grape is a month of good luck. You wear red underwear, so it's good love in the new year. You run around the block with a suitcase, so that's good travel. And there's like a the water, where you and I did the water together.
We throw out
a bucket of water, and the bucket of water is like just all the bad shit that happened in the year beforehand.
Okay.
Okay.
And normally you do like one or two. My mom and I make it a goal to try and do as much of these as possible in under a minute.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
So we like ate a bunch of grapes. We're like wearing red underwear. We're like running with our suitcase. And this year she actually beaned me with the water because she didn't see me making the left back with the suitcase.
That's awesome.
And then Anna texted me and she was just like, I think I made myself sick trying to eat as many grapes as possible. I'm like, oh, there's no time limit. That's just us being dumb.
And shoving them into other people too. Just like Stuart,
have luck,
Carlos, everybody. I was like, eat these grapes and chasing people
it's
around.
It's good to have an activity like that on me.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I didn't do it this year.
And how's your year going so far, Cindy?
Pretty much the same as last year. No, it's been good. It's been good.
You're the case study. It's okay. Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. You're the control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The control.
That's true. Yeah.
Be able to write up a scientific study after this year.
Yeah.
Do these things
publish.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There should be like a, you know, because medicine's mostly bullshit anyway, right? So there should be like a.
There should be surprised, by the way.
There should be like a superstition journal, kind of like medical journals, that is like that, where it's like you had a control, and like 5 out of 10 people found that activating your crystals in the moonlight.
We have so many scientists that are listening right now. They just threw their earphones across.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying a lot of studies that are published in medical journals are sponsored by companies.
Bullshit.
So, yeah.
For sure.
A lot of medical quote unquote studies are, they have a small control group, and that's why you have conflicting evidence on both sides.
I like the idea that both scientists and like Wiccans all just got up and flipped their tables over just in unison. Just
we
like
have a lot of people flipping their tables.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I'm here for. I just want to help you guys get cardio. And that would be really fun.
For a good year.
That would be a really fun exercise class if the whole thing is just a long room of tables and someone just pisses you off right before the class.
That's
and
they called play
a smashing shit.
Yeah. No, but more like a table flip. Like, right. Every table has shit on it that you get to flip over.
I went to Joe Cogallen is a comic from Chicago, and I went to his wedding, like, 4 or 5 years ago. And Joe was, like, an angry Irishman and who has been known to flip a table in his day. And his wedding DJ was one of the worst wedding DJs I've ever seen in my entire life. He played Joe's entire Do Not playlist. Played all of it to spite him because the guy was like, it was very weird. It was like the guy was like really small and like he kept talking the whole time. And I was like, your job is to be invisible. What's happening right now?
Yeah, you should. The DJ's presence should not be known at a wedding.
No, he was like tiny. He was like crowd work. He was like if Jimmy Pardo had never left Chicago. It was like that kind of energy, but like angry that you were still in the South Side.
No.
And like, so Joe, I was really proud of him, but halfway through his ceremony, like the reception, he walked over to a table that was empty in the corner of the room and he just quietly just flipped it and then he went back to the dance floor.
Nice.
Control.
He just needed to let it go.
Yeah.
And like, I was one of the only people that saw it actually happen. And then I just kind of like went over to him and was like, hey, I saw that. Don't worry. You were not unwitnessed. And he was like, yeah, I didn't want to ruin my wife's day. I was like, it's your day too.
Imagine flipping a table at your own wedding.
Is he still happily married?
He absolutely is.
Maybe it's good luck. Yeah. Maybe that's a new superstition. At the wedding. By the way, later in the show, I need wedding advice from our listeners. I'm having a thing. Let's
Are
talk
you
about
having a wedding?
I'm planning
a wedding. Yes,
she is. You see that ring, girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
Congrats. We're going to go. Everyone go flip a table. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm sorry. I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm Cindy.
Anna.
Vanessa.
Yay!
Those are all of the names.
Those are all of the names. And the name of the game is Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Would you rather, 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 would you rather,
would you rather, okay, I just flipped open to one. Okay. If you had to come up with $50,000 in 5 days to get a sibling out of jail, would you try to steal it or go to Vegas?
This is assuming that you're gonna.
Like, why?
I feel like I answered this question at the top of the show. I would obviously steal it.
Yeah, I got an Ocean's 11 in me.
Wait, what is the question? Steal it or what? Go to Vegas?
But go to Vegas. What well, if like, you stole from Vegas? Like you don't have to gamble in Vegas.
Yes. I would not
Ocean's
steal from Vegas.
8, but with that's, us instead.
Oh, yes. I see. So like a smart steal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to dumb steal some money.
Right.
Yeah,
but you like, only have 24 hours? You think you can plan an Ocean 11?
You got 5 days.
How much money?
$50,000.
You set up a Trump super PAC. And then you never give the money to Trump. You just spring your brother.
I like that.
That's actually brilliant.
Yeah. I do have a question. Is it go to Vegas to earn the money or just like go to Vegas and pretend he's not in jail?
This is assuming that you're going to bail your sibling out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it's the latter,
I'm going to Vegas.
That's kind of how I heard it. You could be exercising some strong boundaries and just being like, listen, this is your mistake. You need to feel your consequences.
I mean, what did the sibling do?
Yeah. For $50,000 bail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to know. Like, should they be
it's
in jail?
Probably not murder, but
oh god,
yeah,
no. Kitty porn. No,
oh, no,
oh,
Anna.
God,
no. Leave him in jail. Leave him in jail.
Kitty cat. Yeah. Kitty cat porn.
No. Okay, you guys. Let's assume.
Also not great.
Ew, not at all. Let's assume that they're in jail for like espionage.
Knowing my brother, it'd probably be something really dumb, like he tried to like photocopy a dollar and use it.
So then you just do that to get him out.
Yeah,
yeah. Go ahead.
Like, this is a man who doesn't think narwhals are real, so...
actually doesn't think they're real?
Actually doesn't think they're real.
Is there a conspiracy? Of course there's a conspiracy theory.
It's not even
that.
A conspiracy. He just refuses to look it up. So I feel like in this case, like...
This is the most lazy.
Well, if he read my 7th grade report about it.
Exactly. Yeah. That was very compelling.
The unicorn of
there
the sea.
There are pictures of them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just a learning experience for him, and I can just go to Vegas and, like, go to a Shake Shack that doesn't have a line in it.
Yeah. So you go to Vegas. You go to Vegas just for fun.
Yeah.
Leave the brother there.
Funsies.
He'll learn. And I don't know. Mom will have one less tenant.
Yeah. Why am I the one coming up with this money? Why not my parents?
Yeah, exactly. Where are they in this situation?
Yeah. I guess I would rather rob a bank than make my mom do it.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. That's really nice.
I'm just that kind of daughter.
I feel like... From what I know of Tess and her sister, they'd be the most likely ones to be in this situation.
Yeah.
I'm actually having to seriously consider this.
She has to actually think about what would happen.
It would be me finding the money, and these would be my two things that I'd be thinking about.
I mean, I think, okay, if there was somebody I really, like, really wanted to get out of jail, $50,000, like, and I had to do it, I think I would fuck my way to that money.
That's true.
In a way. Proposal it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. With the judge or just with...
I think I would just be like, well, how many? How much is going to take?
Yeah,
to...
yeah.
You have just, to have.
I was thinking multiple people, but I guess one would be good.
Just going to hit Santa Monica Boulevard in front of the donut time and get it done.
Yeah, because 5 days is enough time to find like a high grade pimp. I think
10,000 a day.
One each for 10 days.
You got a pimp taking percentage out of it, and then once you're in the game, you get out of it.
I'm not using a pimp. Fuck that.
Yeah, just be your own boss, like a high class escort in Vegas.
Yeah,
exactly. Vegas.
But you'd have to have the whiteboard with like a little thermometer in it, and you just come a little bit more.
Yeah,
and the last guy's coming, and I'm like, yeah, that's silly in the top.
He's like, this is weird for me. Why are you coloring?
Wait, you know what I would do instead of
wait
that?
Wait a minute, it works.
I would do like internet strip poker, and like every $1,000 I raise, I do a different nasty thing.
Internet strip poker. Wait, strip poker isn't nasty.
Well, this would be eventually.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so you
would just be naked.
But the thing is, this involves. But you have to realize that people could film that, and then that would be caught forever.
Yeah, I'm alright. I mean,
okay.
I have a vagina. What are you
just make?
Do?
Just make sure to yell. I'm doing this for my brother.
Yeah. Right, right. Just ruin
family.
Every time.
Family.
I love that this just became Fast and the Furious.
That's everything does.
Welcome to my life. Yeah.
So we all agree, why not both?
Yeah. I think it's a combination.
We all agree, why not both?
Yeah.
Well, that's our answer.
You're going to be gambling however you raise $50,000 in 5 days.
It's true.
Doesn't matter where you do it.
Yeah. I guess I've got to go fund me and me for that much. I think I have accrued that much.
Yeah, that is true.
That's
true.
That much goodwill in the world.
But I don't want to waste that.
I know. That's the thing. I don't want to waste it on that.
You would rather hoe yourself out for $50,000. That's a lot of hoeing.
Yes.
Than start a GoFundMe? I think I would too.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm saving
Just so it's either the same page.
The problem is that I'm obviously going to have to use a GoFundMe for like a medical issue someday, and I don't want to be hoeing myself out then. Okay. I need it when I'm at my strength.
Whatever you can track from the hoeing, you're going to need.
Yeah, here's my backup GoFundMe.
I got HPV in my eye. I don't know how.
That'll just be the name of the GoFundMe. But yeah, like you only have one, you know, you only have one big GoFundMe like in your.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, you get the one.
How many sexes for money do you have in you?
Well, I was also thinking the stealing money could be fucking a rich guy and stealing his money. I don't know why I'm just putting sex
that
in
is,
here. But...
That is, by the way, the most traditional way to steal, to both fucking steal your way into money. That's the Anna Nicole Smith model. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah,
because I was thinking like, you'd have to rob a bank or something, but not necessarily.
Well, maybe we combine these two ideas. We still do the super PAC thing.
Yeah.
We take advantage of the old rich white guys.
Yeah. Same thing.
Double the money. Double get them the money. To donate. Ugh. Then fuck them, steal their money.
But I think I don't know if I could fucking a Trump millionaire, supporter. Not a rich guy.
Yeah. But then if you were to accidentally like fall in love in a rom-com kind of way, then we all have a movie deal. Then so that would be.
Maybe all right, guys, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to plant some evidence on your brother, Barbara. Let's make this happen.
He's a lawyer, though, so he really should be able to get himself out.
I'll get a lot of evidence.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'll represent myself. Be one of those.
Classic.
Okay. Would you rather... These are weird. Do a mini cheer whenever someone compliments you, or have to jump up and touch the door frame every time you go through a door?
A cheer, like a cheerleading cheer, I'm assuming?
I think like, yay, every time you get a compliment.
I do that anyway.
People would stop. Yeah. I feel like people would stop complimenting me if I was, I can't remember if I could.
Wait, what was the other option? That.
Touch the door.
Without being sarcastic.
Touch the doorway every time you pass through.
You have such a like badass vibe that even if you were to like just succumb to just like relentless whimsy and just be like, oh, thank you, yeah. Yeah. Everybody would be like, is she... Oh, Brandy's... you know what? Brandy, fuck you.
I'm going to say the opposite of that and say, well, I don't know how they would react, but... Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are like this. When somebody compliments you, what do?
You try to deflect.
Yeah. No, right. I'm like, no, it's fine.
Do you know what is so crazy?
Do you take it?
I take it because I'm not kidding you, of a Keds ad that I read in Cosmo magazine.
Please tell us what
please
this
elaborate.
When I was 10 years old, because I was a sick kid and I loved reading the sex shit in Cosmo. So I used to always get the Cosmo. Like,
Wait, a sick kid? Like you were sick and you were
pervy?
You mean a pervert?
Yeah, okay. I was just pervy. So I would just, be pervy and be reading the Cosmos. I remember there was this ad for Keds that said, how old were you when you learned how to take a compliment? And I, in my head, I was
right
like,
now.
Yeah, I was like, right now. And ever since then, every time someone has complimented me, I say thank you.
Look at me.
Attitude.
Hundreds of dollars in therapy before I got to that point. All I needed was a Keds ad. I'm going to flip a table. Oh, my God.
If only we'd all read that Keds ad as a child.
Kids to read more Cosmo.
I started saying thank you because I watched my niece do it, and I was just like, all right, if she has her emotional self to get, because she was like 5 the first time I saw her do it, and somebody was just like, oh, you look so pretty today, Sophia. And she goes, thank you, I know. And like ever since then, I was like, all right, I'm a grown up. I can probably start saying thank you. So I would jump in the door frame because that's like a little bit of exercise every day. And I would like try and do like a lunge jump at it. So like I get a little of a squat in it.
Oh, yeah. There
and there's
go.
So it's many like door frames in my. Yeah. I get my little bit of a butt lift.
I support this, but I also know how clumsy you are. I can just imagine you taking like a chi chi to the eye and falling down. Yep.
I have fallen in a mall too many times unprovoked.
Why a mall?
Yeah, why a mall?
I don't
slick.
Know.
Floors.
See?
That too.
I was thinking maybe it was the escalators. But
have you ever seen lots of long hallways and a lot of witnesses? So that's like the only time I remember falling.
Perfect combo.
That reminds me. Have you seen that video Slippery Stairs? Where it's just 10 minutes of a Japanese game show where they have a segment where they just put soap and oil onto stairs. And it's such a just the story of the human condition.
It's so determined.
I totally forgot about how great Japanese game shows are. Remember Wipeout? Did you guys ever watch Wipeout?
Yeah.
What about Oh Sit, which you...
Yeah.
Did a test run.
Okay,
for?
We're going there.
Wait, I'm only saying this guys because I recently showed it to people. We were talking about like game shows, and there was a competitive musical chairs show. It was like supposed to be American Ninja Warrior or whatever the fuck.
But with musical chairs. Wow.
And it was called Oh Sit. And it was like, and Tess did a test run for it.
I was like,
this shit was dangerous because I watched a few episodes. And I was like, this is not safe.
It was. I was the guinea pig. Like I was a quote unquote stunt person testing it. My only qualification was that I had a California driver's license and I wanted $75.
What were the chairs like?
Oh my god! It was. You guys, I can't even.
I don't know what they did to yours.
I can't.
But.
So when we tested it, as dangerous as you saw, it was. So much more dangerous when I tested it. It was, and I mean, I talk about this story on stage, but I mean, I can't even tell you how dangerous it was. And they made you sign a waiver saying that you wouldn't sue if you got killed or whatever. I was like, I'm only getting $75. And everyone else was taking it really seriously, like this game. And you came in and there was a moat of icy water on which they had ladders that had been bound together hastily with bungee cords. And then this crazy obstacle course, like around the moat, that had like the tires and the shit you had to crawl through, and like the bars that hit your head.
Yeah, so it was like you had to crawl around the end, and there were these things that went into the center where the chairs were. Yeah. So when the music stopped, you'd have to crawl over those things to get to the chairs.
Yeah. So if you fell in, you were wet, crawling on pasted together ladders.
Oh my god!
It was. Bonk. It was me and a bunch of like American ninja people.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Crazy. But like, yeah. Who the fuck was like, oh, I know what's got to be extreme musical chair.
Pitch that show in a room. How do you go?
Jamie Kennedy hosted it, so I think that's all.
Oh, okay. There it is.
If there isn't something that epitomizes male mediocrity, I don't know. If Oh Sit doesn't just scratch that.
This. Someone probably has a studio off Sit money in L.A.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That paid some rent.
Yeah.
This is the house that Sit built.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Everyone else took it so seriously. And, like, the guys weren't even being nice. I got elbowed and shit in the stomach by, like, grown men.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, fuck this shit. I'm like, I'm getting... Fuck this shit. I'm sorry. I was like, I'm getting paid the same whether I actually win this thing or not. So I got myself eliminated immediately.
Yeah, of course. Because you didn't want to get murdered.
Yeah.
That's so smart insane. Move.
I think it lasted, like, 3 episodes.
Lasted 3 episodes?
I was showing it to people on Christmas for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, it's available to watch?
You watch it on, like, YouTube, just, like, a few clips.
Hey, I want to bum out your Christmas. This is where I work.
That's why I'm hanging out with Aunt Barb.
What made you think of Osit?
I don't
Christmas.
Know. We were watching America's Funniest Home Videos and something.
I think we were just talking
about how dumb the name. Oh, I was talking to the late like breakfast guys about how they should do like something like Osit there for a competition.
That's literally like making extreme pin the tail on the donkey.
Yeah.
Like, which if you're drunk enough,
say that on a podcast. That's a pitch. That's a TV show.
I'm sorry.
Let's take this. Let's run with it.
How about what do we call that? Dad ass.
Yeah.
Dad ass.
Dad ass.
Duck Duck Goose would probably be.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme Duck Duck Goose.
What's up with Duck Duck Goose? You just, once you're a goose, you run.
You run around the circle, you date Duck Duck, whoever you hit is goose, and they have to run until they get you.
You can end up in the mush pot.
Oh, yeah, the mush pot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can make the mush pot full of something gross each round.
Yeah.
You know, like leeches or spiders or something.
Yeah, that'd be
you
cool.
Guys, what?
Yes, Barbara? Can't wait.
Oh, I was trying to think about what animals have 6 legs? Can you think of any?
No. Squid. Wait, no, they have
squid. Because when I was driving over here thinking, I was like, oh, there's 6 of us. It's like not.
I got it.
It's like
ant.
Ants?
Yeah, insects generally
they have 6 legs.
Right. Yeah, unless they're like a centipede
we're
or
like
some
an ant.
Kind.
We're like a mantis.
Yeah.
Like a ladybug.
Yeah.
But don't mantises have? Oh, yeah, they have 6.
Yeah, because it's they have 3 and 3, and then the little rubby ones in the front. I like that we just went to the rubby ones.
Yeah.
Praying mantises fucking terrify me.
They're upsetting.
Like
yeah, they can fly. They have a menacing
their faces,
face.
They look smart.
I think they're, you know? Yeah.
Looks like a smart bug.
Because they look like they're from the future and the past.
They're like 1960s idea of the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Guillermo del Toro movie. Or
they
something.
Are.
That lady having sex with a mantis? That's weird.
That was the scariest part of 9 months, the praying mantis parts.
Yes, really? Yeah. I saw it on a cruise ship and I couldn't sleep for 2 days.
Yeah, terrifying.
Wait, what happened?
What?
In 9 months, Hugh Grant's character is afraid that his, like, the girl that he knocked up is going to eat him, Julianne Moore's character, because that's what praying mantis do.
Wait, is she a praying mantis?
No, she's a human. That's just his analogy for like why he should like leave this child's life.
Okay.
Because he's charming and bumbling.
Is that what the plot of 9 months is? Is Hugh Grant contemplates leaving, abandoning a child?
Yeah, and
is that the long one?
And Jeff Goldblum's like, yeah, do it.
Classic Bloom. Goldie, classic what are you Bloom. Doing?
Oh, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Not me.
That's Hugh Grant.
We actually have to take a break, so that's perfect. We are.
Back. I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
And we're here with the ladies of Brouhaha.
Hi.
Hi.
Brouhaha.
I'm Vanessa.
Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah.
No, I just do that. I'm Anna.
Oh, I'm Cindy.
She just smiled
every goddamn time.
So sweet.
She's
so
just enjoying the time.
Yeah.
She's mother's Pop-Tart.
Right.
Wait, you guys have to say your names too.
I said they did.
Oh, okay. But here's the thing. I will make an observation. Both the Brouhahas and the Lady to Ladies, we all snack.
Yes. Yeah.
So you guys don't know this, but there's a full spread in front of us right now. It's delightful. Mm-hmm. I just heard of a thing called ham dip. It's not here. I want to try it. But yeah, we Brouhahas do the same thing. I got to bring better snacks.
I'm supposed to be... I don't even want to say this because it's one of those things you're going to say and never do.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to start doing that keto diet next week.
Oh, God.
I know.
What is that even?
It's like it's mostly fat and protein.
Right? Oh, that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ham dip's on. Yeah.
So ham dip is on. Actually, I think you're right, but just not the
with
chips.
Your, but just with your hand.
All you can do is eat it with.
You can just eat
a handful of ham dip.
I'm enjoying this beer because I'm not going to be able to have one for a while. And Pop-Tarts.
Well, good on you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, also I haven't started, but I've been reading a lot about it, which I usually don't study.
You have to
first.
Get like a PhD in that diet before you ever start.
And I'm learning. Yeah. I'm trying to like really, you know, inform myself. So we'll see.
I'm very turned off by all diets, but that one in particular, because the most annoying person that I follow on Instagram is on that diet. Just the hashtags keto, hashtag healthy life, hashtag keto life.
Do you follow a lot of people that deliberately annoy you on Instagram?
No, I for political reasons have to follow her. Oh. And
what? Are they going to take away your liberal card?
No, she's married to my fiance's friend. But and you know you can't
friend
meet people.
No.
Yeah, friend political reasons.
I got real weird with my health stuff, and I ended up unfollowing so many people I know and love because it's for their protection. Mm-hmm. And then I followed tiny food blogs. Mm. Drag queens, drag queens, dogs.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, Sasha Velour's dog has its
so
own.
So cute. It looks just like her.
Of course,
really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like fashion stuff and like cool bands.
Can
and
I also
that made me happy.
Throw another recommendation in there?
Please.
Cold Game Kelv.
Oh, I love Cold.
You guys find
He's
the Everybody Eats guy. If you guys don't follow him.
Brother Nature.
He's from
He's
from Shroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
He's good vibes.
He lives here now. We have to get him on the show.
We got
to
get Cold Game
We got to get him. I straight up love this guy so much.
He feeds wildlife and lives among wildlife.
He is our generation, Steve Irwin.
He like just graduated high school a year ago, and he's just like this like sweet dude that like loves Drake and goats. It's amazing.
It's so cute.
Yeah, he's like the best thing in my feed.
Yeah, he has a pet goat named Bentley. He's great.
He was on an airplane.
We should have tried
Bentley.
To get him on.
Yeah, yeah.
He
was on a private jet with Bentley.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was
Bentley
private
is.
Jet.
Yeah,
it's adorable.
It's amazing. Wow. He'll throw apples at deer, and then he'll like throw down a pair of like Air Jordans, just like, yo, girl, look good in these. He fills my heart with joy. I was cackling at him earlier today.
Also, he's done meet and greets, and I'm like, am I going to this?
Let me know when, because I absolutely will go meet Cold Game Kelv.
If either of y'all want to pet like a pig or a goat or a farm animal or 700 guinea pigs in Los Angeles, it is a 30-minute drive to Chatsworth at the LA Guinea Pig Rescue, and they'll let you like stop in and like say hi to all the rescue animals. And they've got like chickens and retired racehorses and a pig that always looks like it's melting into the earth and like goats, but they also recently rescued 700
guinea pigs from a hoarding case. So they have a barn full of guinea pigs. Whoa. And you can just throw lettuce in there. And also, because guinea pigs are so helpless, they don't know how to pick a leader. So they just pick the closest one to it. So they just follow each other in a drink. It is the cutest shit in the universe. What? It's a 30-minute drive from Los Angeles. And it's free.
They follow each other like a little conga line.
Like a conga line.
And then they make the little guinea pig noises.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's why people ask, like, they're like, what do you do now that you don't have a therapist? And I'm like, I go to a farm once a week.
That sounds so delightful.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm there.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Some Hayao Miyazaki shit.
Yeah. I love an animal sanctuary tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. You just became your final four. You're so cute. I just met you, and I know that's it. You're it. You're your perfect. Most advanced pokey self. So cute right now.
We should. Tess has a wet lady problem. Yes. Wedding problem.
Yeah. A wedding problem.
If you will.
We're going to make up a song.
So we're going to do the theme song right now for everyone. All right. Which is.
All right.
Anyone got a beat?
Okay. Wait. Two.
I don't know how to beat.
Wait.
I don't know.
One. Oh, wait. Un, dos, tres. It's a nice day for a wedding problem.
Nailed it. Yeah. That was honestly
killed it.
I don't know what to say. If my wedding can only go as smoothly as that song.
Only. So this wedding problem's from an anonymous person.
This is from me straight up. Like, so just how do you be happy to be planning a wedding? Like, I am like, I always thought, like, oh, you get engaged and it's going to be so fun to plan a wedding. And then you start planning it and you're like, this is a fucking nightmare. Like, all you can, like, everything is so expensive. Everything is so tedious. You already have a job. Guess what? Here's another one. Not only are you not getting paid for this job, this is a job you get to be in where it's just you spending money. This is just a job.
Oh, like stand up. Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like stand up with your stand up.
Yeah, it's like stand up, but imagine if stand up was for sure going to cost you like tens of thousands of dollars this year.
By the way, that's true. That's true. Yep. Both things check out.
Yep.
Between Southwest and drink tickets, that's about $10,000 probably.
True. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I just can't.
We don't even get to fuck anyone at the end of it. Well,
that's true. Barbara, you and I both know that's not true. I'm currently engaged to one of the people I met along the stand-up fucking journey.
Is he a comic or is he? Oh, okay.
We're both comics.
I date a comic. I get it.
Yeah.
We all do.
It's who you get drunk with. It's gonna happen. Well, no.
They quickly become the only men you know, and they run around going, don't fuck the comics. Everybody's going to talk about you. And then you're like...
And you're like, everyone fucks everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And these are the only people we know.
Why can't we just... Let's dispel this whole... I'm sorry. Let's dispel this whole it's taboo to fuck comics. I mean, it's...
Yeah, no.
There's no need to feel guilty about it.
They make me laugh. They're near me.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
That's pretty much... Yeah.
Because the matrimony didn't stick, but the wedding was still off the hook. Because it sucked. The planning really, truly does suck. And I don't think... enough movies or TV or media tells you how much it sucks.
Yeah.
And you're surprised by the suck.
Yeah.
Because everybody's just like, it's great. It's like your Pinterest board come to life. And then you're in the middle of it and you're just like, this is hell. Everyone's yelling at me over shit I cannot control.
Yes.
Everybody's like imposing their own wedding dreams onto my thing. Because it was 100% like by the end, not my wedding. It was everybody else's road. And the way I started having fun with it was I would try and get like a friend or my mom involved in it with me, just like another person that wasn't the person I was marrying or someone trying to like inject themselves into it to both have like a cake tasting day or like a day where we just like we would plan fun treats along the way, but also roast it with me.
Because
sometimes you need somebody next to you to like kind of grumble about how that photographer is a dick and how his accent's probably fake and he's trying to seem French. Like, you need someone next to you that isn't like emotionally involved or trying to make it their thing as well, that'll like make it silly for you, but plan treats for yourself too. Like,
that's a good idea.
If I get this done, we're gonna stop at like this cool coffee shop that's nearby, or once this thing is done, we're gonna like indulge in this other. You have to like reward yourself along the way because it sucks butts and nobody says that it sucks butts, so you're just blindsided by it.
Yes. And like even if you're like a take care of business person, I was like, oh, it'll be easy for me to plan a wedding. I'm good at planning things. I love weddings. And then
the fact that you're talking about, like, I know it must be really hard because you love planning stuff and it seems like a very natural inclination.
Yeah.
Well, so much is out of your control probably in the beginning too, because I've listened to your Groomzilla's episode and it's like hard to even like land the proper venue, and like so many people already like giving their opinions to you.
Unsolicited.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be like, oh, we're thinking about this. And people are like, I don't really like Catalina. I don't.
Like, it's like, well, fuck off. It's my fucking wedding.
Yeah. Don't come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was going to say. Sorry.
I do have a friend who, she's been married for like 17 years and they get along really well. They're completely opposite personalities. But one thing they do before they do any project, they just sold a house. They full time in their RV because they're punk rock like that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But before they do any big project, they create like one of those Christmas chain lanyards, and each one of those rings has a task to do, and they do one task every day and reward themselves for completing the task.
Like an advent calendar for a thing to the end.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a fun idea. Cool. Yeah.
Also, since you're spending a bunch of money, have you ever used an app called Digit?
No.
It's my favorite thing in the universe because it's basically what I use for like my fun money budget. Because I need to be babied financially. And Digit is this app where it analyzes your spending for about a week to 2 weeks. And it's like, oh, her bills usually come in on this day. Or like, she tends to spend a lot of money on this day. Or on this day, she spends a lot of money on like frivolous things. And it's basically like a nanny that's like, you won't notice 13 cents missing this day or $6 on this day. And it takes it and it puts it in an account that you can't see unless you ask it to show you.
Ooh.
And if you've been spending frivolously, it'll also take a fraction of what you spent frivolously into that to be like, stop it. And then at the end of it, when I was using it for like 3 months and I wasn't paying attention to it, it was just like, sweet, $300 that it turns out an app calculated I wouldn't miss.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And I know people that have been saving more because what it'll do is it'll just figure out like what days you don't notice money missing.
Whoa.
I love this
thing. That sounds awesome.
So if I'm ever like in a money crunch, I'll like, I especially like having it around because by the end it's like, oh, I had more than I thought I did.
Right. Yeah.
It's basically like $20 in your pocket,
you
but an app.
You just would have spent it if you saw it.
Yeah.
Especially if you have that personality where like you're like, money burns a hole in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then that's
and I am.
Do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so you can also do it to like, you could set it to a certain date and be like I have it set. I have one separate account set to my birthday and I'll be like, I want $200 for my birthday so I could just go nuts on the day of and it'll calculate, all right, well, she won't notice if I take like $12 today up until this point so that on your birthday you just hit that goal without trying.
Whoa, wow.
I love Digit. It's it's the cool. Mom slapping my hand being like, stop it.
Yes.
as an app robot person. And it like texts you daily like, hey, you're doing a great job spending, or like, hey, here are the last three spending things that you made.
Oh, God, I don't need a reminder. I should.
I want to see the black mirror of how that fucks up your life.
Exactly. The downside is if you take money out of it, you have to label in your journal in it why you took that money out.
Oh.
So in my last three why I withdrawed in Digit, it's basically like, wet pants, Disneyland, oops, Vegas, card broke.
Sounds like all of those things are shitting your pants activities.
Yeah. It was
this
all one
night.
She
was going to steal the money.
Springer brother. So funny.
I think it is so bullshit, too, that when you, as soon as you tell somebody it's for a wedding, it's like three times as much money.
Yeah. A million times.
What the fuck
and
is
you,
that?
You're like, and I'm sure a lot of brides can relate to this, but you're like, I'm going to, it's like,
I'll trick them.
I'll be
the
one.
Yeah, I'm going to game. Yeah. The wedding system.
Yeah.
Have you found a venue?
No.
My recommendation, and this made my life a whole bunch easier, is find a venue that'll take care of most of the shit for you in a package.
Really?
So, like, I found one in Orange County.
Like banquet halls and
like,
stuff?
Yeah. Like, banquet halls. I found a place in Orange County where it was, like, this really cute brick building and, like, a nice area with, like, a ton of parking. And if you'll do it in, like, a slightly off-season day, and it'll still be a weekend, it's just, like, not a wedding season, they'll be like, oh, we'll throw in, like, food and a DJ and open bar for real cheap. So a lot of places, they'll package it together and they'll do it for cheaper, and maybe it's not like a venue that might be like a destination kind of thing, but it puts all of your stuff together and the venue does that work for you. Mm-hmm. And it's just a big old weight off your shoulders. Like, find a venue that'll be like, we do food as well.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting because like a lot of people, because we also have like a big guest list because we have so many people in our family. So a lot of people are like, find a place that lets you bring your own booze and your own catering, because otherwise they charge you by the head. And it's like,
I'll see if I can get you the name of this place, because I got it for like really cheap.
Really?
And they have a second floor where they'll set up table. They'll even let you do the ceremony there.
That's cool.
So you like do the ceremony, and then you go downstairs, and then you just do the food, and then they'll set up tables upstairs, which is great because upstairs I just put everybody I didn't want to talk to.
That's good. Sequester area.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys can't come downstairs. You're gonna have to stay up there the rest of the night.
It's like there's a table up there. You don't need to come downstairs. I'm fine. Just throw some snacks up there, and they're fine.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, guys, listeners. If you have any tips about how to enjoy planning your wedding besides drinking a lot of wine, which has been my main go-to, LMK. All right, guys, we have a lady problem to get to.
Okay.
This came to us this week.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems.
Lady problem. Hello. I've been friends with this super handsome and successful guy for about 7 years. We met through a friend at a local dive bar, and in the last couple years, we really have become best friends. Then last January, we went on a long vacation together, and ever since then, I've started to think about him every day and night. We have never made out at all, and he just told me that he started seeing someone. I want to be happy for him and supportive, but I am dying because I just want to tell him how I feel and how I dream about making the world a better place with him at my side. We drink and party together all the time, and I can't avoid him forever. I feel like if he really wanted me, we would be together by now. So maybe I need advice about moving on, but I don't want to. Terribly tragic in New York.
Oof.
Here's the guy he likes. That's rough. It's a guy right
now. Oh, okay.
His friend's so cute.
Oh, what a cutie.
His friend's really cute.
Cindy's got good moving on stuff. Cindy's been my go-to for stuff where I'm like, I need someone that can point me in a direction that my head clearly doesn't want to go in.
Yeah, I can take a stab at it. You gotta be okay with moving on, because once you're okay just being your own person, you're like, I don't need that guy in your life, then, you know, you might find someone that's equally as awesome as that guy, or he might break up with that the current significant other and end up with you. It might be, you know, your oncom, but just get comfortable with just being by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's most important in any relationship.
I wouldn't bank on that person getting together with you. I'm an unrequited love person for most of my life. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why I'm in a relationship now is I was hanging out with somebody a lot, and I couldn't tell if it was friend hangs or regular hangs. And my 12-step sponsor basically called me one day and said, tonight you're going to ask him if it's friend hangs or regular or like dating. Yeah. You need to ask. And we ended up asking each other at the same time. Aww. Like real clumsy assholes. It was
that's
real
so
fun.
Cute.
He was so much more articulate and suave about it. And I was just like, kind of hangs are we doing? you're too young and good looking. but I think that maybe investigate what it is in you that draws you toward the unrequited love. So for me, I was attracted to a hot dumpster fire of a person. Like if you were blackout drunk or whatever, I would definitely be like, okay, well, that's a nice friend, and then fall weirdly in love and never tell you about it for my own safety.
Or as we would say, fix him.
Fix him.
Exactly. Right? So find out what it is that you're attracted to in this person, and why is it you're waiting around for that long? You know, why are you punishing yourself? Because you live in New York, man. There are so many people in your life. There's so much. This is an abundant world waiting to love you. Just a world of abundance. So just step out and allow that love in.
Yeah.
That's
and
what
like,
I would say.
More poetry.
Adding
over
to
here.
That. I know, right?
Sorry.
Adding to that.
I love it.
I was a bi girl in a Christian school, so unrequited love was my bread and butter. Like, I fell for so many straight religious girls where it was never going to happen. And I was just. And one thing I learned as an adult, being able to step away from that, I realized, and a lot of times with unrequited love or falling for a friend, you kind of fall in love with the idea of them more than actually them.
Yes.
Yeah. The pedestal is dangerous.
Because especially when you say things like, I can't wait to embark with them on my side, but you haven't yet, and you don't know what it'll be like. And after a certain point, it becomes the romanticized idea of them as opposed to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you step enough far away from something where there wasn't even a romantic inkling, this was just kind of something you put together because it was so hard for you to be able to do so, you're like, wow, I put a lot of what I want in someone into someone else. Like they're just like a canvas for my needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In the future, explore it when you feel it. Yeah.
I mean, I think, I don't know if he's had this unrequited love forever because it seems like he said they were friends first and then they went on this trip and the feelings kind of like kicked that's in. So you can't, I mean, that happens, you know. And I do think like, I would kind of, like Cindy said, like get used to, like be okay on your own. And my other head, I'm like, but you're still going to want to be with them or not, or you're going to get over it and be okay. You know, but I would say like in my head, I'd be like, just play the long game, just have patience and be like, if this is going to happen, it's going to happen. We're going to get to keep knowing each other. If it reaches a peak, you might have to say something at some point. Cause I know some people just can't deal with that, you know?
Some detachments in order for sure.
I mean, I know I see what you guys are saying about the putting on a pedestal thing, but like obviously, like I'm with someone who was my friend for a very long time before we started dating, and I think that it can be true that like you actually, because you're friends with someone, you get to know them to the point that you're like, oh, this person that at first face value, I didn't see all these attributes in them, but by being platonic friends with them, I see like, oh, they have, you know, like like Sean, like the whole year before we started dating, there was like a couple girls that I was like, Sean is a catch. Are you serious? Right, you should be dating him. I mean, he's such a hard worker and he's so nice. And, then we got together. And I was like, wait, oh, why didn't I just? That was good real estate. Why was I trying to be the real estate agent? This is my house.
Adorable.
Can you put that on the wedding invitation, please?
Exactly.
Our house.
In the middle of this. So, I mean, I do think that it's possible to certainly fall for someone as friends. Now, you're in a kind of bad predicament because he's seeing someone.
Off the market.
Yeah.
And that also says that at the moment, at least, he's not interested in you in the same way if he's introducing you to that person.
And I understand the panic because it's like before, at least you're like, maybe. And then if that happens, you're like panic mode where it's just like, there was somebody, blah, it'll never, you know. So, I mean, I would just keep being their friend, try to like kind of get over it for the moment. And hope that, you know, it works out in the way, whatever way it should work out.
Well, take a little space for yourself. I'm wondering if you're trying to actively date or like what your situation is separate of this person.
It's so hard when you're so focused on somebody.
A dixorcism is in order. You need to get some new dick up in there.
Get the sage. Get the light sage. It under your dick.
You are a Bruja.
Did he say how old he is? Because I know that for, well, I mean, I don't know how old he is, but I definitely have a lot more patience than I used to, and I know that if I was in that situation, like, in my 20s, I was like, I'm going to tell them that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't, but I definitely find myself taking a little bit more time now and just trying to be like, it's going to be okay, it'll work out, and just try to, like, take a step back. Yeah, maybe don't hang out with him for, like, 2 weeks while you try to, like, get the crush underway, and then hopefully next time you see him, you'll have it a little bit more.
I think this is like, you know, when you're on a road trip with a bunch of people and you have to pee, and at first you're like, okay, I have to pee, and, like, it's not a good time to stop. And, like, so there is this period where you can just sit there with having to pee.
See how good analogy.
You can sit there with having to pee with this crush until it's time to pull over. And when it's time to pull over, you're gonna have to tell
And it might not get there. It might be one of those things where you're like, oh, I don't have to pee anymore.
That's
you know,
that's
that
true.
Happens too.
That's true. And I would say, like, while this person is actively in another relationship, telling them how you feel is very emotionally irresponsible.
No, that tells me that you don't actually.
But how does he handle it? Like, let's say it does get to the point though where it is no longer practical for him to be hanging out with this person because of his feelings.
I think you remove yourself.
You don't give an exclamation. I mean, if this is his best friend,
I mean,
you just sort of answer every third call. You know what I mean? And you just sort of
arm's length.
You just sort of back away.
You just take an emotional breather, but you don't cut them off.
And like, when you see them, you make eye contact, you smile, you say, how's it going? And they'll, and then when it's ready, you'll be able to come back in. But detachment and love is really important.
I think you show up outside their door, boom
bombs
overhead.
Boom
bombs. Yeah. It works out great.
I did that to a lady, and then she said, we need to talk.
You did the boom box?
I did the boom box thing.
What were you playing?
I did, oh my God, the most cliche shit you could play to another girl ever. It was
come to my window.
Come to my window.
No, you did not come to my window at a window.
I always start crying a little bit when I admit to it because my body can't handle how embarrassed it is by my own actions.
Oh my god, I'm gonna foil that for you. I feel your embarrassment. Holy shit.
It's amazing.
The worst part is I was like 22 and freshly separated and like learning.
Okay.
I was like learning how to queer because I hadn't like been able to like date women as an adult. So I was just like,
your hormones were at an all time high.
They were at like all time high, freshly separated, learning to gay. And like,
it was the only thing you could have done at that point.
And she had been like out for a long, and she was just like, we need to have a conversation. And that's how, and I was just like, it's over.
Because we need to have a conversation from a straight woman is one thing, but we need to have a conversation from like an openly gay lady is a whole other.
That's a hammer of that's, sentence.
Yeah.
That's her telling me like, you need to be like, openly bi for a little bit longer before you're just like throwing all of the is this what queer is spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute. But like I played her come to my window and that's when she was just kind of like get inside
did
my house.
Did you have a boombox?
I didn't have a boombox. I
had an iPhone or something.
An iPhone and a speaker. A Bluetooth. I drank in one hand. Like,
it wasn't even a Beats pill. It was just like one that I got for free from Verizon.
Oh my god.
It was just like a lime green.
She looks out there and sees Verizon branded.
It's a heat by,
where it like sounds kind of tinny. Yeah. Where it sounds metallic.
Oh, that's so funny.
So it's really
yeah
maybe she didn't know what was playing
where it's just like peaking a whole bunch and she was just like get inside my
she
house
she thought you were actually
me.
Paying like Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones.
So this is great. This is what you do. Show up at his work preferably.
Really fuck with his finances. That feels like the move.
But I will say, going back to the, I mean, if you do find, if he does, if things don't work out with this person that he's dating, I think be honest about your feelings.
Yeah. True. But don't wait around for that.
No, I agree.
No, but I would do that. Yeah.
I think take a little bit of time for yourself. Go figure that.
Yeah. Take a week or two and try to relieve the.
Yeah,
go
the
watch
sexual tension that you probably are feeling.
Yeah, go watch Call Me by Your Name like 100 times. You'll be fine.
Thanks for writing. If you guys have lady problems, send them to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org. And thank you, ladies, for doing the show.
Thank you.
Where can everybody find your podcast and find you guys online and everything?
You can find us on SoundCloud under Brouhaha Podcast. It's going to be under the Unpopular Opinion Podcast Network. Cool. We're not behind a paywall or anything, so all of our episodes are free. And then Swindy is the master of our social media. And where are those?
Yeah, we are on Instagram and Twitter at Brouhaha Podcast. And you can email us, brouhahapodcast@gmail.com. And my social media is Cindy Aravina Jr. on both Instagram and Twitter.
I am at Anna V is Fun. That's Anna with two N's on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me for show dates at AnnaValenzuela.com. Mm-hmm.
Vanessa.
You can find me on at Ness Gritton on Twitter and Instagram and the poorly updated VanessaGritton.com.
Thank
you so much
for
doing
the show.
Thank you so much.
This is awesome. This was a blast.
Hell yes.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.